I guess.
This game had all kind of the makings of a playoff like atmosphere just from puck drop, and obviously the effort that you guys put forth must be pretty good too.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good hockey game. I thought it was two really good teams going at it, and we got the win, so we're happy.
Was the approach just another game, or because of who the opponent was and where you're at the season, did it, a little bit more?
I said before the game, I don't think we really focus on who we're playing. It's just a matter of how we're playing. We focus on what we need to do, the little things that we need to improve on, so that when playoffs does come around, we're ready for it. So, maybe you see Washington in playoffs, maybe you don't, you never know. So it's really just focusing on us.
Turned into a pretty physical game overall. Did that kind of happen organically, or is that part of the game plan?
I think a little bit of both. I think, Washington tried to come at us a little bit harder, playing the physicality. I have some guys that can play that way, but so do we. So I've always said that, we can answer any bell, and, I think we did that tonight.
Do you think it was important to kind of let yourselves know that if they wanted to turn up the physicality like they did in the playoffs last year, that you were ready to answer it?
To be honest with you, I don't really think we think much of that. I thought even in the playoffs last year, we were fine in that department as well. So, we know what we have in this room. We know we have the confidence, and, I thought we played a great game.
Johnny, sometimes it's the fourth line, sometimes it's the defenseman. Tonight it was Killer with three. You've been playing with him for a long time. How nice was it to see him get the Hattie there?
Yeah, I was actually surprised. It was his first ever. I didn't know that. So, he had a heck of a game. His second goal with Jensen there, that was an outstanding effort by him. So, we've kind of said all year that, our team has four lines that can score. And like you said, it's someone different every night. That's what makes us a very good hockey team.
What makes that line so effective with him and Cirelli and Joseph? Seemed like they were all over it.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of just puck hounds. They're all over the place. They work really well together. They're really smart defensively. And, when they get those chances, they're able to bury. So they've been a tremendous line for us all year, really, and they're continuing to do so.
You've got 10 games left, set a franchise record for wins and points. Guys, think about that. Are you aware of those things, or just when do we bring them up to you?
Pretty much whenever the media brings it up. We don't really look at records or look at anything like that. We're focusing on the end goal right now, and we're doing whatever it takes for us to be ready for that. And that's just all those little things that we can work on and improve. And we're going to take things out of every game that we play from the remainder of the season here, so that, like I said, when playoffs come around, we're ready.
How much has that tunnel vision helped you get to this point in the season?
Well, I think it's pretty big for us. I mean, 82 games is a long, grueling season. And if you're looking ahead, it just makes everything that much longer. And, if you're worrying about, the points or anything like that, that kind of plays a big mental block. So for us, just kind of go one day at a time, always trying to get better. I think it kind of makes things a little bit more simpler for us, and I think that's a good thing in the long run.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tyler.